Rising podcast, where you have the opportunity to meet individuals who are helping the university on its upward trajectory. Many times we host guests who are from the University of Utah, but today we have the special privilege of one of my closest colleagues, the president of Salt Lake Community College, Denise Huftalen, who is our guest. Denise, I happen to know that you have a long and proud University of Utah history in addition to your Salt Lake Community College history. Tell us a little bit about that and about your background.
I do. I was a proud University of Utah alum as an undergrad, had a fabulous undergraduate experience there. I worked in the student union, exact same union is still standing way back in the day. And then I left for a while. Then I came back and actually worked at the University of Utah in residence halls back in the day when Bancott Hall was still standing. And then I came back even later and did my doctoral degree there. So very proud Ute.
Well, we are very proud of you and the many accomplishments you've had in your career. I think now President Huftalen and I get to work together a lot on how we help our students succeed. We have many of the same goals and we have a lot of collaboration. So we're going to talk a little bit about those things today. I know right now, Denise, I'm guessing this time is as difficult for you and your students as it is for the University of Utah and our students. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing to stay connected to your students, to reach out to them, and to keep people on the path towards completing their degrees.
Yeah, I have to say I'm really proud of our students because they, like our faculty and staff, although it's hard, they very much have rallied and decided, you know what, we're going to make this work. We're going to get creative. We have a wonderful, our Globe newspaper, that editor has reached out and she's trying very hard to keep the community spirit alive, getting students to talk about how are they engaging differently? What are they learning about themselves in this new learning environment? So we're using, I think, our faculty who are fabulous on the front lines, but also some of our student newspaper, our student life and leadership office, our food pantry folks to still connect in with students and make sure not that they're just completing their degrees and their academic work, but that they're kind of, you know, holding on to their spirit and staying healthy mentally and physically and recognizing that they'll get through this and we'll be back on campus hopefully soon.
Well, that is something you and your colleagues at Salt Lake Community College do very well. I commend you for those efforts to think about everything a student needs to stay in school and be successful. Now, if we turn the page ahead to fall and we are optimistic that we'll all be back in our more regular setting in fall semester of 2020, one of the things that will happen in fall at the University of Utah is that somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,000 people will join us who are coming to us from Salt Lake Community College. We're proud of that. We value so much the presence of transfer students on our campus. You and I have worked together a lot on what we can do to support students in that process of transfer. We also know it's a bit of a national issue that there are students who start out with the aspiration of transferring from a community college to a four-year institution, and they don't all make it. So I'd welcome your insights into some of the things that we have been able to do together that are showing effectiveness, and how you see the landscape of what more we could do to support students in transfer.
Yeah, I appreciate that, President. I think, first of all, I'll say this, and that is that we've been longtime partners with the University of Utah at Salt Lake Community College. I've been at the college for almost 27 years, and I have never experienced, and I've been in administrative roles for much of that, and I've never experienced the kind of outreach and partnership that I have experienced with you as president, your senior leaders, your faculty, your deans. They have really rallied with our faculty to look at where are the barriers to transfer? Why isn't that happening smoothly? And what can we do together to kind of create that academic experience to be much more seamless? So I have to give credit to your folks and our folks that have really decided these students deserve to be able to come and complete quickly and feel engaged and stay successful. So watching the transfer partnerships really evolve and emerge and strengthen has been really gratifying. I think the other thing we're doing is really helping our students early on identify their intention. We've had a lot of students for a long time that have just kind of taken general education courses and wandered and and felt like they were in college, but if you ask them why, some of them couldn't explain why. So now we're trying really hard to get our students on a path much earlier, have them declare that path, help them understand where their strengths are, where their passions are, and get them on a path sooner so that we can guide them to reduce their time with us and get them to you guys faster so they can finish with you. And just trying to really help them stay to that path and move into a transfer student position much sooner and much more successfully.
It's a very interesting insight, and our data at the U show exactly the same thing, that students who find their path sooner, that identify their major by the end of their first year, are far more likely to stay and finish their degrees.
Right.
Students who accumulate a large number of hours without a certain path are very much at risk. So we appreciate the chance to work on that with you. One of the things we've been working on for several years, where we've had some big success in this last year, really pertains to that point. And we believe that this project that is happening at Harriman may be the first time in our state that two institutions of higher ed have joined together under one roof to work together to help students find that pathway more quickly and to stay on it. We are so pleased that the Utah legislature is investing in us in this project and would love to hear your perspective on it.
Yes, so the college invested in 2011 with 90 acres in the Harriman community. And back then, you know, lots of fields, nobody could really see what was, we knew it was going to happen. We had some good demographer information, but wow, if you've seen that area over the last 2 years, it's just exploded. So we have 90 acres. We've been working with the university very closely to identify high demand programs that lead to high demand jobs. Where should we be putting our efforts in that Southwest quadrant? Working with the city of Harriman, who've been fabulous, working with donors who've stepped up, and certainly, as you mentioned, the legislature this year found a way to fund us. So here we'll have this amazing facility where a student walks in the door, can get their two-year degree with us, can move right across the hall and finish their baccalaureate degree. And I think even more importantly, stay in their neighborhood, stay close to their family, stay close to their place of work, and be able to navigate fitting higher education in alongside all of their other obligations, which, as you know, many of our students are trying to do. Mm-hmm. So it's a win-win, I think, for all of us. And I'm just so pleased that we can hopefully move forward and get that thing planned.
So President Huftalen, I know we want to serve Utah's workforce needs with our project at Harriman. What are you seeing as the high demand majors that will be very important for us to offer at the Harriman campus?
Well, one of the things that we did is, you know, worked with our faculty and our demographers and even the industry leaders in that Southwest quadrant and identified the high demand jobs. So, and then tried to engineer the right programs to feed into those jobs. So for instance, we're going to do a lot with computer science and software engineering to try to help strengthen the IT workforce. We're looking at teacher training to help with our teacher shortage. We're looking at RN to BSN, economics. So programs and majors that really feed into the local workplace and the larger Utah economy, but with an eye towards really helping that Southwest quadrant and meeting the needs of those partners out there.
Mm-hmm. That makes perfect sense. Let's talk a little bit about timeline for this project. What are you anticipating?
Yes, so we were approved, as you mentioned, this legislative session, and we've got an active group right now from both the U and Salt Lake Community College designing and thinking about the building, and we're hoping that we can start construction July of 2021. So we're on it, we're ready to start planning and getting creative, and we're looking forward to working together.
It's an exciting project, and that timeline will be so helpful because it will put many people to work in our state, as construction projects do.
Yep, it's an unintended consequence, but a very nice one for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're grateful that you would look to us as a partner in this endeavor, and we're really honored to be able to embark on this project with you. I couldn't agree more that it has high probability to help us help more people complete their degrees. I think we will see individuals returning to college who started but were not able to finish, and also students coming right from high school from that area with, as you point out, with high population growth. We have been partners in so many endeavors, and maybe the most important one is helping more students complete their degrees. I know it's been a sharp focus for Salt Lake Community College, as it has been for the U. We know that the big benefits of college come from completing a degree, associate's or baccalaureate, and that students that get partway through really don't enjoy the same benefits and privileges. Any particular insights that you've gained from Salt Lake Community College about both the value of a degree and the importance of completing and finishing that degree?
Yeah, I guess I would just, you know, I say to students all the time, a lot of our students cannot come full time. I mean, no matter how much we try to entice them, we've got the SLCC Promise, which you can access if you're a full-time student. Even with all of those kind of incentives, there are some students for whom they have to work full-time, they have other obligations. A community college is designed for those kinds of students. So what I say to them is, okay, if you can only do 9 credits or you can only do 6 credits, that's okay, but come every semester. Do not take a semester off. Don't think you're going to drop out for a couple semesters and then come back, because what we see is life gets in the way, and the paycheck, the 40-hour paycheck, and the managing your kids and your life and your family, it can be a lot. And to carve back time for education becomes more and more hard. So my appeal to students is try to come full time if you can. If you can't, at least be consistent in your enrollment patterns. Mm-hmm. And you'll get there. And we have very resilient, wonderfully talented students who know they need that degree to better their life and their family's life. And it's a great trajectory for them. So, you know, we try to accommodate wherever they are, but where we can, we try to really encourage them to be consistent with their schooling.
Mm-hmm. I would say, President Heftalen, that is very sage advice. You are such an important leader in our community, in the higher ed community. We all respect you and appreciate you as a partner. I'm just delighted to have been able to have this conversation with you. And thank you so much for your time and your willingness to join us and to provide this opportunity for our listeners to hear from you about the partnerships that we have and our shared mission to help people earn their college degrees. So special thanks to you. Listeners, thank you very much. I hope you'll listen again soon. And thanks for spending time with us today.
Thanks for the invitation. Go Utes!
Go Utes!